This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. An exciting study led by the University of East London is using artificial intelligence to predict which puppies are most likely to succeed as assistance dogs, including guide dogs, offering a new tool to support trainers and improve outcomes for assistance dog users. We're joined today by Dr. Mohammed Amir Hassini from the University of East London to learn more. Hi, Dr. Mohammed. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me today.
So how did this project first arrive to you?
The idea came from a simple but powerful question. And the question is, what if we could predict which puppies are most likely to succeed as service dogs before we invest years of training? This would save time, resources, and help both dogs and people live better lives. We had already done earlier work on using AI to understand dog personalities, which was published in Nature Scientific Reports and got a lot of media attention. That success led us to wonder if we could take things a step further and actually forecast success in assistance dog training using artificial intelligence.
And what are some of the main challenges in determining whether assistance dogs are progressing well?
Great question. Service dog training is long and expensive. It can take up to 2 years and thousands of dollars per dog. But even with expert trainers, it's really hard to know early on which dogs will succeed. Some dogs may seem perfect at first, but struggle later, and others might surprise you. That's where artificial intelligence can help. It looks at patterns in a dog's behavior, and we consider the behavioral scores at 6 and 12 months, and things humans might miss can be detected by the AI algorithms, and this helps predict future success more accurately and earlier than ever before.
And have you been working mostly with data or models, or have you been working with any dogs so far?
We've had the privilege of collaborating directly with two of the award's leading service dog organizations, including Canine Companions and The Seeing Eye, who generously provided real-world data on thousands of dogs, including behavioral profiles and ultimate training outcomes. In this study, we explored the predictive power of machine learning and deep learning models to forecast whether young dogs would successfully complete assistance training using data from the widely validated CBARC behavioral survey collected from volunteer puppy raisers at two key developmental stage, 6 and 12 months. We assessed how well AI could predict outcomes. Importantly, we tested our models across two different training programs to evaluate how generalizable the findings are in real-world setting. While our work is model-driven, it's grounded in real behavior from real dogs going through actual training pipelines. This isn't a lab simulation. It's practical, applied science. Our best-performing model trained on 12 months behavioral data achieved 80% accuracy, which is a significant breakthrough, and to our knowledge, the first time AI has been actually applied in this field and has achieved this level of success in predicting assistance dog outcomes. Previous studies have relied mostly on traditional statistical methods, and our AI model not only builds on that foundation, but clearly outperforms all previous approaches, setting a new standard in the field.
And it sounds like there are many different sectors that this could be really useful in, but what do you think are some of the main ways the findings will be used?
If organizations can identify high potential puppies early, they can focus resources more wisely, and that's better for everyone, including dogs, trainers, and the people who need these life-changing animals. Long term, we hope this kind of technology can be used across many working dog programs, and even adopted for broader use in animal welfare and behavioral science. I would like to highlight that this was a truly collaborative, interdisciplinary project. I was fortunate to work with some of the leading researchers in AI and animal behavior, including Professor James Serpell from University of Pennsylvania, Dr. Emily Bray and the team at Canine Companions, Dr. Katie Evans from the Seeing Eye, and our partners at DogVatar, who's supported and funded this work and own this technology. Together, we are combining science, technology, and compassion to change lives, both human and canine.
And where can people learn more and read the findings when they're released?
Our latest study has been published in Applied Animal Behavior Science Journal, which is one of the top journals in the field. And it was even selected as a VIP paper for their 50th anniversary, something we are really proud of. It's publicly available, and whoever is interested can read it on the journal website. And if you are curious about the earlier work that helped kick this off, we also published a paper in Nature Scientific Reports on using artificial intelligence to predict dog personality type, which is again publicly available, and you can read it on the journal website.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Mohammed Amir Hassini from the University of East London, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me today.